Welcome everybody. Shiur number 1535. We're learning today Leilu Nishmas Moshe Daliv Bemer Baron Zis Leilu Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe and the Refuah Shalema Pesach Yosef Ben Hinda. Getting back to the halachas of Divrei Kabbalah. Okay, so basically we're trying to finish up, and I hope Bezras Hashem to start Muksa in the near future. We're just trying to go through the Sefer Klalim a little bit. Some of the things are a review, but it's important to and we're trying to sort of like comb out the rough edges, as they say in a diamond. You have a diamond, you don't want to make it nice and clean, scrub off the rough edges here and there, and, you know, sum it all up in a package deal. So the Sefer Klalim says a very interesting thing in reference to mitzvah, just explaining some things which a lot of people see all the time. We want to know how it's okay. We said when it comes to mitzvah, you're allowed to make cheshbonis, calculations, and talk about, in general. We said in general, if somebody says they're going to write a Sefer Torah, let's say on Sunday, so we said not to say it. Bishop Berurah said not to say it unless a person has a, unless a person gets his reasons from it, then it's going to help them. So just going through some interesting examples which come up all the time. A lot of times you have appeals. He brings down, does a Sefer Klalim. So Lamaisa, we spoke about last year the distinction where the Mishnah Berurah says when the Shulchan Aruch says when it comes to cheshbonis, you're allowed to make in reference to mitzvah, but when it's done in action, like writing a Sefer Torah, that's more problematic unless you get his reasons from it. But so we'll just go through a few interesting things. For example, lifsaik tzedakah, a person is menadav tzedakah. He says muta lifsaik tzedakah lani, and let's say a person says, I will give this and this amount to the poor people, right? Or a person makes an appeal in shul or whatever, or the Beis HaKnesses to a shul or so on, to the shul itself or to the poor people. So he says, so tomorrow I'm going to give $50. So really, in essence, how could you say it? But we see that since it's a mitzvah, la'ani zeh, la'moisit zeh, kem sheyesh bezeh zeros, he says, of tayelis la'asiyas mitzvah. So how could you say it? Why? What's the background behind it? So really, even according to the Mishnah Berurah, how he came out, lemaisa, one should be machmir, even though it's a machloikis, but one should be machmir in general, in saying an isra, even though it's a mitzvah. But again, if it's his rizis, it will help you. So this rizis, gives you his rizis, meaning like a zest, you know, a push in doing this mitzvah. It's really tayelis la'asiyas mitzvah. It's something that's needed for the mitzvah itself. I'm not so much in the mood of giving. But when you talk it out, you say it, I'm going to give, you know what? It's a good thing. You get a zest in it and you get a push in it. So that's really a tayelis. So something's really coming out of your speech per se on the mitzvah end of it. That's what he's trying to say. The same thing goes by aliyahs. For example, people, they sell, yesh matirim lachris, right? People sell the aliyahs a lot of times, Yom Tov, Shabbos, or whatever the case is, right? We see all the time shuls sell aliyahs. So some shuls say in a different language, some shuls say straight out $50, $100, whatever. Some shuls say like a Belushin Remez, I've heard in the past, you know, like with a hinting type of thing. But even if somebody says straight out $50 shlishi, right, $100, you see this all the time, especially on Yom Tov. So the reason why it's mutter, we see shuls do it, and it's the minig by klalis, but that's how we do. How is it okay? Kevin Sheesh Bezeh, again, Ziris with the Yelis, Lasiyas Mitzvah. It's all part of the Cheshbonis of the Mitzvah, and it's a Ziris, and it's sort of like locking you in to whereby you'll give the money, and it gives you a zest and a push. Oh, yeah, I'm giving $100, I'm buying Shlishi, right? You know, even though you're really, you're saying what you're going to do after Shabbos, which is not allowed, but since on this Mitzvah, it gives you a zest, and it's part of the whole, doing of this mitzvah, and it's a tayelis coming out of it for the mitzvah itself, so that would be fine. That's an interesting thing. What about on a Sefer Torah? A person wants to, the menad of a Sefer Torah, shine. The person says on Shabbos or on Yom Tov, I will give a Sefer Torah to this and this shul. Interesting thing, right? Are you allowed to say that? Mutter lenader Sefer Torah LeBeis HaKnesses. On Shabbos, you're allowed to say that. Why? Kigoin Loimar, not writing, but I'm going to be Manadav. I'm going to buy a Sefer Torah. I'm going to get this shul. I'm going to give the Sefer Torah. Fine. So you're allowed to say that, even though on you're not supposed to. On Shabbos itself, obviously, all these things are not allowed as far as the writing and the buying or whatever. Kigoin Loimar, but to say, but oit chodesh yamim, right? In whatever, a certain amount of days or whatever, etain Sefer Torah LeBeis HaKnesses. I will give a Sefer Torah to this and this shul, you're allowed to say. Kem sheyesh bezeh zeros v'tayelas lasiyas mitz. Again, the same thing, because you get a zest and you get a push out of it, and it is a mitzvah, obviously, a great mitzvah like that, giving a Sefer Torah to a shul. So therefore, one would be allowed to do that. He even says further, as far as buying seats in a shul, sometimes they sell seats in a shul. Yesh matirim. Like a person says, tomorrow I'll give this and this amount of money. For this seat, I want to have this seat. And whatever, someday I'll pay up, as they say. Right? So it's an interesting thing. He says this would only be allowed if the person, it's the muchan, they have the money, they will give the money anyways to tzedakah, even if they don't get the seat. Well, it's an interesting thing the way he says that today, so it shouldn't be a real Mecca Chamemcha, so therefore it's sort of like tzedakah, because that could be a problem of you actually buying the seat now. But he says, if you have in mind, in other words, you're ready to give this to tzedakah, the seat, not the seat, whatever, you're giving it to the shul. I mean, the fact that you get a seat along with it, very nice, but you have in mind to give it to the shul anyways, that's sort of like what he's talking about. Because otherwise, just because it could be a question of you buying the seat, you're not allowed to buy something that's Mecca Chamemcha. Okay, but we'll explain this a little bit more upcoming shiurim, as to these various different interesting cases. Thank you for listening. Hatzlacha and bracha, kol tov.